Man, am I happy to be at Peabody's Memorial Stadium right now with football coach Mark Betancourt. And coach, it feels great to be outside, but you're outside all the time.
Yeah, we keep ourselves pretty busy over here. And, you know, with football being kind of tossed in the middle of everything here, it's been an interesting early spring.
I can't even imagine what you guys are going through or what the athletes are going through because so many things going on right now. But once you get out here and you start football, it's focused, and the kids have been focused, obviously.
Well, once we started, you know, once you get over the cold and you start to, you know, figure out what's going on, you kind of forget about what month it is, you forget about the weather, and you start getting into football mode. And once we started rolling, you know, after the first few days, it didn't matter if it was football season or not. We were ready to start playing some football.
I want to go back to that first game, Coach. Sometimes the kids, I don't know, for one reason or another, they don't expect that game speed or something or other, and then it kicks in. And I'm not making an excuse or anything, but after that Marblehead game, you guys have been on a roll.
Well, I think what really hurt us was the fact that we didn't get to play our first game against Winthrop. We had a lot of kids who were green coming into this season. We knew we lost a lot last year to graduation and to transfers and to some kids who chose just not to play because of the timing of the season. We had a lot of new kids that were seeing their first varsity action, and it's not really the best situation to have that first opportunity be in Marblehead. That's not the team you want to be playing, and it's not the venue you want to be playing at. So I think the first half was a lot of jitters, a lot of kids that were just kind of deer in headlights type of look, and you know, they kind of got thrown in the fire there by starting out there. I think if we had the opportunity to play Winthrop, not that Winthrop is not a good team, obviously they're undefeated, it would have been a great challenge, not getting a chance to have that first game, which was going to be a home game, under our belt, set us back a little bit. But I think at halftime, they kind of shook off the cobwebs and got a little bit of confidence in the fact that they could play and that they could compete. And the second half of that Marblehead game, we played much better than the first half, and we've been playing pretty good football since.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times, and I noticed that with you guys, and you have been playing well. And I want to go back to the Beverly game. You were the way I was reading it was almost like Coach Adamopoulos was the first coach I ever had to interview. And man, back in those days, this place was a dirt ground, and you know, it was just handoff. But you got a diversified offense. And what I read about was that you're very proud of the way the team is playing so physically.
Yeah, when I first started coaching here back in 2013, all I knew was Coach Nizmatowski's style. He was my coach, and Coach Niz got a lot of his stuff from Coach Adamopoulos. So I wanted to be cut out of the same kind of thread as those two guys, as popular and as successful as they were as coaches. Then I started to realize that the game kind of had evolved. And just putting your head down and running the ball straight ahead kind of passed its time. And it was time to start diversifying our offense and throwing the ball a lot more than I'm sure Coach Adamopoulos and Coach Niz ever would. And I had to adjust to the times. And when you do something like that, it takes a while for the kids to figure out what you're trying to do with the offense, and spreading the field like that is different for a lot of the kids from what they're used to. And it was different for me and our coaching staff. So everybody's kind of been learning the last couple of years with us trying to put in the spread offense. Mm-hmm. This year was a little different because we had so many new kids. And when you have a sophomore quarterback and you have a lot of young kids at your skill positions, usually it takes a little while for them to really get comfortable. What I've been impressed with is how comfortable they've become so quickly. A lot of the 7-on-7s and things like that helps, but it's certainly a lot different when you get out there and you're playing, you know, in a varsity game. And the way that they've been able to adjust and get better, you know, honestly, day to day, much less week to week, I was very impressed with the way that we've been able to do things.
Does that allow you to do more things once if they get it, especially like a sophomore QB? Can you do more with it, or you just want to fine tune what you have?
Well, it's like anything else. I compare it to math. You can't do algebra until you can do multiplication. You can't do multiplication until you can do addition. So as we continue to learn, we get to do more and more. And as they become more comfortable, we become more comfortable adding new things. And so far this year, it's gone very, very well. And a lot of that has to do with the patience of the coaching staff, the ability of the kids to be sponges and learn, mm-hmm. and want to learn and accept what the coaches are trying to teach them and make it their own. And they've really done a nice job of doing that. out so far?
Well, as a math teacher, I'd love to hear you allude to that, so I appreciate that, Coach. You know, one of the things I always wanted to bring back to you was a couple of years ago, you guys played Everett here, and you played them really well. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the game, they just played some schoolyard football, and they had superior athletes, to be sure. But after the game, I talked with you, and I was thinking, you know, Peabody did well. The coach is going to feel good. And you were not happy. You are never happy when you lose, but you weren't happy. And that, to me, that shows you the attitude that the kids have. Is you play to win, man, and you expect to win, and you came damn close to doing it, and you were disappointed.
Well, the big thing that always seemed to be happening around here, and not just in football, but in this generation, a kid is the word moral victory. And, you know, moral victories, they have their place, and they are important. But at some point, you have to put away the moral victories and start winning. Mm-hmm. And those moral victories have to turn into wins. And, you know, we kind of put our foot put a line in the sand and put our foot in the dirt and said, enough with the moral victories. Let's start coming out with some wins. Let's learn from our moral victories and transition them into, you know, winning football games. And, you know, after the Marblehead game, I think a lot of kids bought into that and said, it's enough of everybody telling us how good we almost did. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to start hearing people say how well we did do.
Well, Kearns was saying that when he interviewed you, you said that carrying that over, holding Beverly to a field goal, you didn't call it more a victory, but you call it a win in that situation, and then you turn it around and a win. So focus on that game for me a little bit, Coach, because it was a hard game, and you guys did pull it out.
Well, the first half of that game was just a war. There was a lot of physicality. It was very hot compared to what the conditions that we had practiced in and been in for both teams. You know, being on the turf and with it being close to 70 degrees, it felt like 100 degrees out there. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody was giving their all, and fatigue was kicking in a little quicker than maybe we anticipated it to do. Kids started cramping up, and things started happening. And the second half, you know, I think is really where you saw the work that we put in conditioning our kids. We felt like, you know, we in the second half had plenty of left in the tank. And our goal, after not running the ball a heck of a lot in the first half, was to now pound them and try to wear them down. Mm-hmm. And luckily for us, it appeared that our running game really started to take off in the second half because we were able to wear them down. They were bigger than us. They were, you know, probably a little stronger than us. But the more we came at them with our physicality and as physical as they were, I was very proud of the way our kids handled that second half.
Talk to me a little bit about your captain, Kyle Maglione, and maybe a little bit about your line.
Well, Kyle has you know, suffered an injury in our last scrimmage against Malden Catholic and was unable to practice or play for the first couple of weeks. And, you know, him missing was painfully obvious. You know, Mags is a very physical player. He plays both ways for us. I think he's our best football player overall. And to get him back in the Danvers game, I think really boosted our team. And the way he played against Beverly, you know, just goes to show the hard work that he put in to get back on the field and contribute in a big way. As far as our offensive line goes, you know, we aren't the biggest line in the world, but we are one of the hardest working lines in the world in the league. And these kids come out every day. They're here early. They stretch together. They work together. The biggest thing in our offensive line has been communication, getting to know what each other is doing and trusting each other. And the way that this offensive line has come together with only two returners in it has been, I think, one of our strong points.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gloucester's, I think, surprised some people this year, Coach. You know, very tough year last year. Coach O'Connor coming back for the second year. And, you know, they started off, in the southern half of the league, but then they had to play a couple. And they've played a couple of really good games. And they gave Winthrop all they can handle. What do you expect?
Well, anytime you have to play Gloucester in Gloucester, you know you're in for a battle. Some things never change. And Gloucester kids are tough. They've always been known to be tough. And it's going to be a good challenge to see if we can step up to the toughness and the grit that the Gloucester program has. Mm-hmm. Playing in Gloucester for us is exciting. We like the challenge of being, you know, whether we'll be considered underdogs or not, I don't know. But whenever we play a team away, I think our kids like to rise up to that challenge and try to beat somebody on their own turf.
And that's 5 o'clock Friday at Newell.
Correct, 5 o'clock up in Gloucester, and you know, we're expecting, you know, what else? from Marblehead to Masco to Danvers to Beverly, now to Gloucester. You know, we expect another physical game, and you know, we're playing another community that is well known for having tough kids, and you know, we'll step up and hopefully be ready for another challenge.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt.